This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Now that another tax filing season is in the books, farmers are getting a clearer look at how last summer's federal tax changes may shape long-term business decisions. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said several of those provisions continue to affect farm succession planning, capital purchases, and investment across rural America. We'll hear from the Secretary next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
For many producers, the real impact of tax policy is not measured by what happens on filing day, but by how it shapes decisions throughout the year. Questions surrounding estate transfer, equipment upgrades, land sales, and preparing the farm for the next generation often carry the most weight. I had the chance to talk yesterday with U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, and she says these provisions in the Big Beautiful Bill that was approved last summer continue to touch each of these areas.
But for our farmers especially, that bill represented the largest investment in rural America in history. And it was everything from exempting permanently about 2 million families from the death tax. I had a lot of feedback on that as I was traveling the country in my first year, how important that was. It made permanent 100% expensing. It made permanent and doubling small business expensing, which of course all of our farmers for the most part are usually qualified for small business. Deferring capital gains on farmland sales, driving into rural America $100 billion in investments in opportunity zones, which will be very helpful. Of course, the healthcare transformation fund into rural America, the Trump accounts. I mean, it's just kind of one thing after another. So we're really working to celebrate today on what was an unprecedented and historic effort, but especially for our rural communities.
These tax provisions could influence everything from machinery purchases to long-term succession plans. Permanent expensing tools may also offer operators more flexibility when making major investments, while tax treatment tied to farmland sales and estate transfer may help ease the transition from one generation to the next. Rollins says those benefits matter even more as farmers continue to manage through a challenging economic climate.
You know, none of this is perfect. This work is difficult and it is hard, and I feel like we're running uphill all day, every day, probably similar to how our farmers feel, right? Based on input costs and no new trade deals for so long and all the struggles out in farm country. So I certainly can attest to that and fighting to try to change all of that. But every little bit helps and every step forward helps. And when I got to USDA about 14 months ago, you know, this U.S. Department of Agriculture under the former administration was really focused more on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, focused on the climate change things that the president obviously has been very against and has been really good about.
Secretary Rollins says the tax provisions are one piece of a broader strategy aimed at strengthening the rural economy alongside continued work on trade, input costs, and farm policy priorities still under discussion in Washington. For producers weighing major purchases or long-term transition plans, the effects of last summer's changes may become more noticeable with each passing tax season. As planting season moves forward and farm families continue to look at machinery needs, land values, and succession questions, those provisions could remain a very important part of this year's business planning conversation. We will have more from my conversation with Secretary Rollins in the coming days, as well as the full replay on the Weekend Ag Matters program. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.